that many or all members of the fraternity participated in gang rapes as an initiation ritual. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, November the 19th, and a birthday for some notable people. Legendary talk show host Larry King turns 84 years old today. Former Senator Tom Harkin is 78. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a rave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross by old Zack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills.
Good morning. How's everybody doing out there? Here we are, another day in Jefferson. I'm here this morning with my friend Chris Kellstrom. This is Terry Raposa. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good, Terry. How are you doing? And good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, Jerry. Welcome back.
Bob's going to keep us in line here. Chris is in here because Wynn's sleeping one off. Not really. He's known as one margarita Wynn. So he's coming. He just come back from a town hall we did in Stanislaus County, which was a great time for all. We'll hear about that in a little while, I'm sure, when Mark Baird calls in. We're going to do something a little different here. You all know what happened in the Rancho Tehama situation and what happened to those kids. And we actually have one of the heroes on that helped protect those children, helped with locking down that school, and just a real hero in a very small little package, my friend Patty Smith. How are you, Patty, darling?
Hanging in there.
Good. What you got going, kiddo?
I don't know. You ask me questions and I'll answer them.
Okay. First of all, I think that our hearts all go out and prayers go out to the families of this tragedy. And I know that a lot of people out there are you know, curious as to the aftermath. I know that you and I have talked, and you were saying that there was a meeting on Thursday, and they still kept with, do they call it Fun Fridays on Friday?
The after-school program, every Friday they have a Fun Friday, and one of the kids had asked the surf lady, Liz, because she ended up getting in there even through the lockdown on Tuesday because she wanted to get in there to see the kids, and she wasn't going to let them stop her. And I believe it was during that time that she got to see one of the kids, and they told her, we still want Fun Friday. So they made it happen, and they did it at the rec hall. And it was open to, didn't matter if the kid was registered for the program or not, the families and all the kids in the community came in, and it was open, you know, just a time for them to be together and know that they were safe and have fun.
Well, I know that that you reached out to some of our public officials, and apparently Congressman LaMalfa was there. Was that Thursday or Friday?
He was there on Friday.
Yeah. You know, I think that that really there has to be a solution, and I know that you wrote a note to James Gallagher, who's the assemblyman in your district. Would you mind reading that, or?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me, Terry.
Okay. Would you mind if I read it?
Go ahead.
Okay. James, I work at the Rancho Tehama Elementary School and was there on the 14th. I want something done for us to have a school staff armed. Don't want to be in the news or in the photo ops, but I will help by testifying or writing letters or making calls. You tell me what I can do that can make it happen. I think the best way for this to happen is for you to run our state split through legislation. We need to get rid of AB 109, and we need a school staff to be armed. How can this happen? With a new state. Please help us make this happen. I don't want to hear that it's never going to make it through legislation. I want to hear, I'll do my best to make it happen. That statement is pretty powerful, and I know to all of us, we understand that California can't be fixed. We understand the fact that, our folks in our schools, their hands are tied because of laws in California that make it that the teachers can't even protect the students in case of something like this. The rampantness of AB 109, 47, and Prop 54 now are just, it's just gotten to a point where I'm beside myself. Have you heard anything back from Mr. Gallagher?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I mean, something has to give because, the Sheriff's Department is getting bashed for this because this guy, it was on the radar. There had been numerous calls about him shooting. I know one of the ladies that called the week before and said, you know, I hear him shooting and I hear a woman screaming. And, you know, and I know that their hands are tied on a lot of it, but this guy never should have been out on bail.
Well, I think that a lot of the excuse is the fact that, they don't have jail space, and I know that Chris wanted to weigh in on this a minute.
Yeah, hey, Patty, this is Chris, and I've been having some Wi-Fi issues, so I haven't reached out to you, and I've counted my lucky stars to have you in the Jefferson Movement and all the help you've done in the past, but believe me, I thank God that you were there on Tuesday. Has anybody confirmed, I know this guy was an ex-felon, and I know he had a restraining order on him. I know that he had killed the woman that had put the restraining order on him that he had stabbed 6 months prior. Was he ever released because of AB 109, or does anybody know that background?
I don't know that background. I mean, I'm assuming that's why it was, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He was out on bail and was due to go back to trial in January. And, I don't have it real clear. And, I mean, I know that there's misinformation going around, but to my understanding, the woman that he had stabbed moved. She said, I'm out of here. It was her boyfriend and his mom that were the neighbors that got killed.
Okay, that was some misinformation. But, you know, you were on the playground that morning, and you guys heard some shooting. And again, thank God for you, because I would have probably assumed that, hey, dove season's open, quail season's open, duck season's open. There's all sorts of stuff. It's probably some good old boy hunting somewhere. But what did you guys think? I mean, when you heard the shooting, did that cross your mind, or did you just err on the side of caution?
Well, you know, I mean, I wasn't real excited about it, but, you know, blew the whistle. And I don't know what I said. I don't know if I told the kids line up or get inside. But we were all headed to get the kids in right then. Well, as soon as we heard the shots, and then I heard the crash, and I turned around. I was like 40 feet in front of this guy when he crashed through the gate.
Oh,
and my first thought, and I talked to the custodians, and it was his too, is that this guy had been shot and just wrecked. But I still kept going to get the kids in, and the custodian ran toward the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, so when I was in the classroom on lockdown, you know, I was worried about the custodian because that was my last thing as I saw him running for the shooter.
And it sounds like he drew fire away from them.
He did.
I mean, again, thank God for all of you guys. I mean,
right.
This could have, as horrible as it was, it could have been so much worse. And,
oh, absolutely.
You know, thank you, Patty, and the rest of the staff there. You guys are amazing.
Patty, has Jim Nielsen weighed in on this? Do you know? Has anybody heard anything
from
him?
Not to my knowledge.
So the only one that showed up was LaMalfa. And did you get a chance to talk to him?
I didn't want to talk to him. I'm sorry to say, no. I know. I just went and talked to the families and the kids and just avoided him.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that, a lot of people would look at this and what would be the purpose. What would be the purpose? Is he going to advocate for the schools to be armed? Well, that's not his jurisdiction. He can't do that. Only Jim Nielsen or Gallagher can put through legislation on that or attempt to. But one last thing about James Gallagher that seems a bit odd, that is that, of course, he's talked about when he has supported Jefferson, he supported it saying that we need to go to court, which we're doing.
Right.
And we're almost on round two, as you know,
mm-hmm.
And I know that you're involved in that, and thank you for that also, for helping in that. But I know that James also came up with the new bill that they, I guess it's dead, I don't know where it is now, where they wanted to take the senators, all 40 of them, and separate them into 8 different areas
right.
in California, but you still have 40 senators, you know, for 40 million people, and it seems to me like he was placating on that. Of course, Nielsen always placates on that stuff. That's my opinion, but I think it's not too far off. Anyways, what is the mood now at the school, anything else you want to add?
Well, I know everybody out in Rancho is just ready to move on. You know, they're
yes.
tired of the media. They've
right.
told the media, we don't want to talk to you anymore.
Right.
It's very upsetting that the media has picked, and maybe it's because it's the only people that'll talk to them, but unfortunately they have talked to some people that are, druggies. And, you know, it's like, and Rancho Tehama's getting such a bad rap. You know, they're just going, man, you know, why are they talking to all of the tweakers? And it's like, well, I guess maybe they want to be in the limelight. But it's too bad that they don't talk to some salt-of-the-earth community members that are going, hey, man, you're saying that 90% of us are pot growers, and that's far from true. And it's like every community has their druggies, and it's just unfortunate, you know, that they're getting such a bad rap.
Maybe the news media could actually start doing a story as to why this guy was out to begin with. Why was he out? Why was he out? Because California did AB 109 and filled
yeah.
our jails full of prison populations. So our jails are all full. So they couldn't hold the guy in there. News media, why don't you do a report on that? Why don't you say what's really happening here? Rather
yeah.
than interviewing the victims, maybe we could do something to stop the next one.
Right.
Well, that'd be really the news media doing what they're supposed to do, isn't it?
Yeah, true. I forgot. They don't do that anymore.
Well, Patty, my dear, thank you for everything, and thanks for calling in. I know this wasn't easy for you. God bless you. Say howdy to Mike. Mike Smith, what a great guy he is, and he is the one who put together our original theme song that we'll be playing here in a bit that was... state of Jefferson state of mind. And thank you for all you guys do and for as long as you've been fighting this fight.
Yeah, thank you, Patty, and God bless and help all those victims down there.
Well, thank you. Love you guys, and take care.
Love you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Patty.
Well, Bob, maybe we can go off quickly here to our first break, and then we can hopefully, I think Mark Baer is probably going to be calling in here shortly, so we'll be talking with him, and Chris had some thoughts he wanted to bring up, and we'll be talking about that after the break. Time has come.
4:51.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I'll stand and place my hand upon my heart every time her anthem plays. And when I see somebody on TV take their stand on bended knee, whether it's on AstroTurf or grass, I think of those whose freedom was not free, and I say, take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up on the flag, take off my hat for old glory. Thank God I live in the home of the brave and the land of the free. I'll honor the ones who gave it all, so we're all free to go and play ball. I won't take a knee. From Valley Forge to Vietnam, 9/11 to Afghanistan, that star-spangled banner does yet wave. I won't forget, I owe a debt of gratitude I never can repay. Arm in arm, side by side, American heroes fought and died, showing some respect too much to ask. I speak for those whose freedom was not free. I say, take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up for the flag, take off my hat.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Your insurance does not roll over at the end of the year. It's important that you use this benefit. Ask Dr. Farrell how you can best apply your insurance for your dental needs by calling 547-5757.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. You don't know us. You have no clue. Still you tell us what to do. We don't know you, what you face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. And Jefferson state of mind, carved from lessons we all learned through time. To my new state, I will always be true. She will shine in the red, white, and blue. It's really better off this way. The welfare you won't have to pay. You keep your royal pedigree. All we're asking is set us free. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. In the end, it's very clear, anything that we hold dear will never see the light of day with California run this way. The time has come for 51. The time has come for 51. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. In a Jefferson state of mind. I'm in my Jefferson state of mind.
Mike Smith.
Patty.
Mike Smith. And Patty's on the line again, but that was Michael Smith. And thank you, buddy, for that song. Mike wrote that. That's our theme song. He's our guy, and here's our girl. How you doing, Patty?
Okay, you know, through this whole thing, I mean, everything keeps running through my head, and I wanted to clarify, you know, Chris was asking about whether I had considered, maybe it was Dove Hunters or something. Well, you know, I knew it wasn't a shotgun. And it's not unheard of to hear shots out there. And when we do, we always go in lockdown. I wasn't freaked out, but I knew it was too close to the school. So I just wanted to clarify that.
All right, my dear, that sounds great. And again, have a great day, and thanks for what you did, darling. Give Mike a hug for all of us.
Thank you, Patty.
Bye, Chris. Bye, Terry. Yes. I will see you guys.
All right.
Soon, I hope.
That's right. Everybody forgets my name.
Yeah, I know. It's so easy. All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Anyway, tomorrow night at 3276 Pacelli Lane. At our Patriot meeting, we are going to have just a little celebration of Thanksgiving. Sally's putting together something pretty good. She has a video she's going to show, which is very, very, very good about the first Thanksgiving. And, of course, we always have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. So Monday night is going to be, well, just sort of a bit of a laid back and, time for being thankful for all the blessings we have. I wanted to catch people up on some things here as far as the sanctuary position goes with the sanctuary state. Nevada County brought up the issue of a resolution to be a non-sanctuary county last Tuesday, and apparently they're going to be bringing that up. Colusa County has a discussion of the non-sanctuary county, and it's on their agenda this coming Tuesday. So if you're in the Colusa area, I believe that the Board of Supervisors meeting starts at 9 a.m., and that would be something to go to and weigh in on, because, folks, we've got to get, as long as we're in this state, we've got to fight against those things like the sanctuary state and, you know, the gas tax. The crime situation is horrible. And I know that I talked to Mark Baird this morning, and he had some very compelling and interesting things to say when it came to the sheriff's positions, and we really can't expect one guy to do everything. And I'll use Haney as a good example in Trinity County. I mean, when Haney came in to be sheriff in Trinity County, he came in with all the right intentions and the right things to do. But as time went on and the state pushed him and the money got cut off and the Board of Supervisors, which is very liberal over there, with the exception of one, shout out to you, Bobby, they have tied his hands to a point of, I think he has like three deputies and two in the jail, something like that. So really and truly, I mean, after a while, someone who's trying to do the right things for their constituents gets their hands tied, and they just throw their hands up. So we can't have one guy do it. It's got to be us, we the people. And we're going to see if this is we got a phone call here. I want to see if this is Mark.
Sounds like it's Wynn.
Oh.
He must have slept it off.
He slept it off then. Is that Wynn?
Yes, that's Mr. Lightweight.
It is. So one margarita win.
One margarita, right.
We know better than that. Folks,
I don't drink margaritas.
No, he does. Well, you did on your birthday.
Well, yeah, that was kind of forced upon me, but I did.
Anyway, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call and give you guys an update. Got home late last night from Stanislaus, and they had a great event down there. Their team put together a great event. All kinds of people were there. Multiple counties were represented. Glenn County was represented because one of our two of our patriots from Glenn County went down there because they had family in Stanislaus, and they drug them to the meeting, and they had a great time. So it was good. People from Calaveras, Tuolumne, Stanislaus, Mariposa, Merced, they're all over down there, and it was a really good event. Mark did a stellar job. He knocked out of the park once again, and I don't think one person left the room the entire time he was speaking. It was really good, and lots of really good information, and as usual, I learned a lot. So, you know, that's how it goes. When you listen to Mark, you tend to hear a lot and learn a lot, and it was well-received. They had it at a hotel conference center there, and it was a busy part of downtown, and just so people know, Modesto is about 225,000 people, so you're a little bit of traffic and whatnot down there, but it was good. It was a great event.
Well, I know that you made a good point. I know you and I joke a lot about the fact that, I mean, how often have we heard Mark speak? I mean, and we still, the two of us still take notes.
Yep.
So, you know, that was great. So It sounds to me like Stanislaus County's moving and grooving down there, and I talked to Mark this morning. He said that, you know, it was a nice little crowd that you had there, and people are really up for liberty. Is there anything else that you want to report to us on that event?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, it's just, you know, it was a town hall that, you know, well organized. They had everything in place, and it was a well-oiled machine. Let me tell you, they've got a great team down there, and they're looking for more people to come on board and to participate and to do all the things that need to be done for Jefferson and for their county. So just encourage anybody and everybody that's involved there, and people that are maybe listening that have family in Stanislaus area, to give them a call. Let them know to get a hold of them, and make sure that they, you know, get a hold of them and do what they can and find out what they can and learn what they can. And just know that, you know, we're all fighting for liberty here, every one of us. So just want to encourage them to do that as well.
There is a little hope out there. People just need to know that there is hope, and we do have a plan. We can help them.
Absolutely.
We have
a great plan.
All right, my good friend. Thanks for calling. We've got Nick on the other line here. Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
Yep.
Nick, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey. Nick of time.
You were talking about that fellow up in Trinity County, the sheriff, and how they've tied his hands, and it's up to us to protect ourselves.
No, basically what I said was is that they've tied a lot of the sheriff's hands, they've tied his hands, but I said as time goes on, it's going to be up to us. So, yeah, go ahead,
that's exactly what you said. You know, the sheriff, Bazinko, was on the radio last week, and I called him up. And I ask him, if somebody's breaking into my car out in my driveway, can I go out and beat the hell out of them? No. How about if I take and empty the BBs out of a shotgun shell and, in fact, make them blanks and go out there shooting? Well, no, you can't do that. One of the wads might hit them. You know, what can I do to protect myself? Am I supposed to just call the police and hopefully that they can get there in a decent time? And I don't know, maybe I could fix the burglar... some cookies and hot cocoa to make him wait till the screws get there.
I think they're now starting to suggest that you park your car inside the house, Nick. Is there any way you can get a sliding glass door and just park it in your house?
You know, my wife's been bugging me for a one of those screen burglar doors. Maybe I'll just put a full frontal garage door on the front of our little house.
There you go.
Hey, another thought I had. This guy that did the shooting down in Rancho Tehama, I wonder if he's a local homegrown. I think I saw where his mother in South Carolina bailed him out. Is this another instance of some drone from across the country coming over here to grow marijuana?
I don't know. I did hear that he was absolute just a menace to his neighborhood. I mean, every neighbor, just absolute menace. You know, they called on him several times. He had stabbed one of the neighbors. Now, again, I had heard that that was one of the neighbors he ended up killing, according to Patty. That wasn't, so probably some misinformation that I got. But every single neighbor that I saw online or that people had talked to said he was an absolute menace to the whole place.
Well,
and they
it sounds to me like he's a good candidate for retroactive abortion.
Yeah.
You know, we got to draw the line somewhere. We, you know, these people come from all over the country to participate in our agricultural adventures here, and we're not getting the cream of the crop anymore. I don't know what the answer is, but it's always a pleasure to listen to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick.
You betcha, buddy. Do we have another line lit up there, Bob?
We,
looks like they're both, oh, there it goes.
Okay. Yeah, I think line one was the line Wynn was on, but it's not releasing for some reason. Hang up, Wynn. All right.
Anyways, what we'd like to do is take a little bit of time here and talk about, you know, what we can do and maybe kind of switch gears a little bit, depending on who this is. But we were thinking about switching gears and talking a little bit about fundraising, and we've got the man here who can talk about that. Chris,
okay,
weigh in here a little bit, buddy.
Well, thanks, Terry. Yeah, you know, I talked to your son, Clayton, and outside of Red Bluff here a few weeks back, and honestly, in my opinion, I mean, you know, the gas prices and all the stuff that's going on, there's not a lot we can do to help any of that stuff other than split the state. And the biggest thing we need to do to split the state right now is we need new people involved. We need to get people that are outside of our normal group involved and helping and educated on what we're doing. And we need to raise funds to pay for this court case. Clayton has a great thing to do to bring in new people. We had that Liberty Fest down there. You know, I saw people I've never seen before. I saw people that I knew that I had would never see at a Jefferson meeting or group or anything else. And that was one way to spread the word to new people, and I think that plan is great. I try to do the fundraising, and we did a fundraiser here last June, I guess it was, at the VFW Hall in Anderson. Great people. We're planning another one February 17th, again at the VFW Hall. Shout out to them. They have been absolutely wonderful to work with. The whole VFW is just fantastic. We're going to have the same caterer. We'll have the same auctioneer. Last time, I think I promised that we'd have at least a dozen guns that we gave away, and we ended up with 14. So I've been telling people trying to sell tables that I have to outdo the last time. So I will say that we'll have at least 15 guns there this time. So who knows how many we'll end up with. We are selling tables right now, and that's all we're selling is tables. I want to sell 25 tables before we sell individual tickets. So it's very important we sell these tables. We've been hitting businesses up. We've been going around. Now, I did have a gentleman call me. John, if you're out there listening, he did call me for individual tickets. I made a list to sell individual tickets. John's name's on the front. I have not really set aside time for individual tickets yet because, again, we want to sell these tables. We want to get some businesses in there, you know, some people that want to be actively engaged in the auction and everything else. So we've got some great live auction items. We'll have tons of silent auction items. Anybody that's ever been to like a Ducks Unlimited dinner or a Safari International NRA dinner, it's the same type of thing. It's a nice sit-down dinner, tri-tip dinner, Applejack's catering it. Again, we'll have raffles, live auction, silent auction. We'll have a dessert auction, whether it's silent or live. It depends on the items we get. But it's going to be a great night, going to have a lot of fun, and hopefully raise a lot of money because that's what we need to do right now.
Well, Chris, you know, one of the things that's really neat about what you've been doing and working with Clayton and Brittany and, of course, with, you know, with people like Jerry and Margie and
Patty Smith.
And Patty Smith. Helper. Oh, you know, just great people that help. You know, what we need to do is have some of these fundraiser. And the idea of these different things that Clayton's been doing has been raising awareness with the young people. And that's really been a big help. But these fundraisers that we're doing now, folks, these dinners and stuff, what Chris has done for all of us in Jefferson is he's putting together a template on something that'll work. He's got ours down to a point where the next one we do for Shasta County is going to be quite good because he has it almost like a turnkey operation. He'll be able to go back to the folks who bought tables, and he'll have something that he can just sort of move along at a much more rapid pace and be able to have our volunteers be used for other stuff. We do have a couple people on the line, so we don't want to leave them hanging. We have Terry G on one. Terry G, my dear, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, hon.
I wanted to clarify something. You mentioned the resolution that's going to be going before, you said the Board of Supervisors in Colusa, and actually it's not the board, it's the City Council.
Of Colusa, okay. Well, that's
yeah,
kind of what,
and it will be on Tuesday.
Okay, so it is City Council, and I kind of thought that when Sal told me this morning, I kind of thought that it was the City Council, because I remember that we had discussed it. So, folks, it's not going to be at the Board of Supervisors meeting at 9 o'clock. I stand corrected. It will be at the City Council meeting in the city of Colusa, and I believe that their meetings start at 6.
I think so, yes.
At 6 o'clock.
Correct.
Usually that's Tuesday nights, is it not, Terry?
Say Tuesday?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, Tuesday night at 6
yeah.
o'clock.
That's okay. It's the first day of my new tongue. I'm not... So trying to get this stuff all out. But anyway, folks, that's a correction there. It won't be. Of course, you could go to the Board of Supervisors at 9 a.m. in Colusa County and tell them that they need to have a resolution. Now, Terry.
Right. And I wanted to add,
yes.
And I think because that we took a position on sanctuary jurisdiction, that you're seeing momentum gaining amongst the cities and counties to do something. So I would encourage people to, call your county supervisors, call your city councils, and get this thing on the agenda. Colusa would be glad to share their resolution they drafted, and they had called me to get some of the information we had included in our press release. So let's go for the gusto and, follow up with this. The more cities and counties that line up, the better our chances are.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be bringing about some things. I mean, there's some certain issues we have to have here while we're still engaged with California. One of them certainly is the Second Amendment with all the new egregious laws that are coming out. And, of course, the other one is the sanctuary state, which is constitutionally illegal, as most of the gun laws we have are constitutionally illegal. But, you know, I mean, what does the state of California and the legislative body know about the rule of law? There is none. Anyway, my
dear. And additionally, what you mentioned earlier about AB 109,
yes.
57, and 47, again, this is our chance. The gas tax. A friend of mine is one of the first to get his new vehicle registration fee. And he was paying $175 and got sticker shock when he found out it's now $288.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
So that's a big chunk.
Oh, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what it's going to take for folks to finally.
Well, it's time to take back California and let people know what we're trying to do about representation. And 2018 is our best opportunity we've had in a long time.
I think it's time to leave California.
Yeah, right.
It is.
We're trying.
We are. All right, my dear.
Okay, guys.
Thanks,
have a
Terry.
Good day. Thank you.
You bet. Sally Lou?
We're trying.
We are. All right, my dear.
Sally, you got your radio on?
I just turned it off.
Okay. Hi, because I heard myself.
Are you a long-time listener, first-time caller, Sally?
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to invite people to come and have some fun with us. We have bought out the Riverfront Playhouse in December on the 13th and the 14th, and it's the play is The Christmas Carol, which is, as most people know, the drama by Charles Dickens, and the tickets are $25 a piece, and the profit from the sale of these tickets will go to support the CFR lawsuit. So we're asking people to buy tickets prior to the play. They have to be purchased prior to, and you can get your tickets from Jan or at the Reading Patriot meeting on Monday night, and we just think it'll be a really fun event for everybody to come to. There'll be free hors d'oeuvres, and one drink will be included with the price of your ticket. So come on out, have some fun, and support the CFR lawsuit.
Hey, Sally, right now you can also go get those tickets. They have them at the gun show. So if you go to the Jefferson booth, they have those tickets available at the gun show right now. The gun show is open today, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m., so if you don't want to wait until tomorrow night and get them at the meeting, go on down to the gun show, go to the Jefferson booth. We have them available there right now. And if you guys don't want that one drink that comes with it, Tara and I'll take it off your hands. Not a problem.
And certainly, whose idea was this whole thing anyway, huh? Whose idea was getting the play thing started?
Oh, Mike Wanless. It was his. He claimed it
Isn't
was his
great?
Wife's idea
yep.
to purchase the tickets from the Riverfront Playhouse.
Yep.
And it's a great fundraiser because, like I said, all the profit from the sale of the tickets will go to our CFR lawsuit.
Yeah, huge shout out to Mike. That was a great idea. And also a shout out to Dr. Pye because we had one night purchased and Dr. Pye bought the entire other night for us to sell. So we now have two nights.
Yep, and that's a Wednesday and a Thursday.
It is.
December 13th and 14th.
It is. So, you know, the thing is that we've got a lot of people out there, Doc, you know, who created the envelope for us, and we've got a lot of people out there that have done different things, you know, and really and truly, it's all of us doing this stuff. And we really, you know, big shout out to Chris and Clayton and Brittany, you know, and Doc and Mike, the people that make this happen. They really are the people that make it happen. The rest of it's facilitating, but big shout out to those guys and Patty Smith and you know and Leah down in Calaveras County. Oh my gosh, you know what a great job she's done with dinners and outreaches. Thank you, Leah, down in Calaveras. Anyway, do we have somebody on the phone there, Bob? Or?
No, that's it for the moment.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Then we can get back to get back to Chris over here. I wanted to ask him a couple of questions about fundraising. Are you there, honey? Are you off now? She's off. All right, buddy. I had another couple of quick questions, too. We talked before about fundraising and how some of these events, like the idea that Mike came up with, that brings in more money, the ideas you come up with with the help of Patrick Jones, which has been a great help to us.
Absolutely.
And, tell us a little bit more about some of the things you did, like the thing you did with the wine glasses, some of the other things that you come up with that have been great ideas.
Yeah, so the last dinner, a good friend of mine that owns Jefferson State Laser Engraving, and they can engrave anything. I started out by taking him a gun, and we will have another banquet gun this time. I actually had him, he has an FFL, so he purchased Henry's Golden Boy. And then we engraved the Jefferson logo on one side of the stock, and we engraved the Gadsden flag on the other side of the stock. It's a beautiful gun. It was awesome. Terry actually won it, but he couldn't unlock the lock, so the guys at Jefferson State Diesel ended up with the gun. Yeah. So, and we are going to do another one this year. Well, while I was there, I on his website and looking at stuff, I noticed he does wine glasses for, like, weddings and stuff. So I said, hey, can you get the Jefferson logo on some wine glasses? He said, absolutely. So we got a whole bunch of beer mugs, a whole bunch of wine glasses, and they laser etched the Jefferson logo on the wine glasses. Now, this year it's going to be even better because they've got a new tool for their laser engraver that spins the glass, and they could only put so big of a symbol on there because it starts to get distorted on the edges on a round item. Well, this thing spins the glass as it etches, so now we can have a big, giant Jefferson seal. And right now I think I have 96 glasses in my garage that are all etched with Jefferson State symbol on them, beer mugs, wine glasses, and some pilsners. So,
how much are those going to go for, Chris?
I'm going to sell those at $20 a pair, and again, all proceeds go to the legal fund.
Nice.
I take the overhead out of there, which isn't actually lower than you'd think, and all proceeds go right into the legal fund. So, that's one of the many things we do there. Right now, we are selling gun tickets. We have raffle tickets and a little, thing that every Jefferson County can do. It's a real simple raffle. We'll print up these tickets. We sell them $5 a piece or five for $20. This particular gun we're doing right now is a Weatherby Vanguard rifle, and the winner gets to pick the caliber. So normally people, pick a caliber that they think is good for everybody and they run with it. Well, this one, the winner gets to pick the caliber. So you can get a 223, a 22-250 if you want a varmint gun. You can get a 30-06, 270, whatever. Whatever the winner wants, he gets that caliber of gun. So, again, tickets are $5 each or 5 for 20. You can get those at the gun show right now. You can get them at the Jefferson meetings every Monday night, and we'll have them available. And to those other counties out there, you guys should be doing this every time you have a booth. You should have something there that you can sell to raise some funds for Jefferson.
That's great information, Chris. We've got to go off to a break here. After the break, we're going to go into a few other things about what it is that we can really do and maybe how we can nudge some of our legislatures. Time has come
for 51.
When it's not always raining, there'll be days like this. When there's no one complaining, there'll be days like this. Everything falls into place like the flick of a switch. Well, my mama told me there'll be days like this.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
A brand new production of A Cascade Christmas is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. It's Shasta County's theatrical holiday spectacular, returning to the stage for 2 weekends full of dancing, singing, snowflakes, and candy canes. It starts the day after Thanksgiving, an all-new show for the whole family, with evening and matinee performances, plus photos with Santa after each 2 p.m. show. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Chris, you had a little something to add here about the legislative body of California that, quote, supposed to represent us?
Well, yeah, actually, I was going to ask you a question about Brian Daly and see if you could verify this for me, because I'm hoping it's not true. But I was in the barbershop the other day and talking to Woody, and I told him what I'd heard, and he reacted about the same way I did. You know, my red line in the sand, well, my red line in the sand has been crossed a long time ago, but another red line in the sand is there's been talk about putting meters on private wells. And I have a well at my house, and there is nobody going to put a meter on it. And I heard that Brian Daly said he would be the first one to sign up to have a meter put on his well.
Yeah,
is that
did.
True?
He said that. And, you know, that's the thing. I mean, we've got guys like, oh, well, Brian Daly's such a good guy. Well, okay, what has he done? I've asked this before, and I'm not saying that Brian Daly's not a good guy. I'm not saying that Brian Daly isn't a good father. I'm just saying that Brian Daly has not been able to do anything, and when he does do something, he's got to reach across the aisle and compromise with the people who are diametrically opposed to the wishes of his own people. I mean, here on this water bill, 10 of the 11 counties he represents votes against it. He votes for it. Jim Nielsen, I mean, you know what, we keep on swinging, Jim? I mean, where are you on this whole thing? Where in the heck are you? Well, you know, I don't think that the state split's going to work, so I know I'll come up with some BS legislation or support BS legislation that says what we're going to do is divide California into 8 different districts, and they each get 5 senators. Well, it's still 1 senator for every million people, Jim. You know, it still doesn't really do anything, and oh, by the way, Los Angeles County is still all by their onesie, which means they get 5 senators. Okay, and then you have someone like Ted Gaines. Ted who? I mean, here's somebody who's so far removed, you know, owns a lot of houses, must be lucrative to be a senator. Oh, and by the way, he's terming out. And oh, by the way, his wife wants to take his seat. You know why? They even live in 2 separate houses so they can run in 2 different areas. I mean, we just got to start calling a spade a spade. And, you know, it is what it is. We have to start fighting against tyranny, and that's got to start now.
we need elected officials that will work for us, not themselves. And, you know, we have that right here in River City. We have that in our own county. We have that on the state level. And, unfortunately, we have it on the federal level here, too, in my opinion, where, you know, they're working for themselves, not for us, we the people. It's time to take the country back.
It is. And the only solution to this is a state split. There is no other solution. California is broken. We'll be talking more about that. I'm sure that Sovereign Minds will. And as we wind down here, I want to, first of all, thank you, Chris, for coming on. It was great working with you this morning. Wynn, glad you get a little rest there, buddy. Thank you for all you do and taking care of us. And by the way, Chris and I were just joking about being one margarita, Wynn.
We know better, Wynn.
We do. Because time has come
for 51.
You don't serve us, you serve L.A. The time has come for 51.
And the time has come for Sovereign Minds. It's next here on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The rush is on to hammer out a tax reform deal before the end of the year. The House has passed the bill, but Senate Republicans are struggling to find enough votes on their side. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is working on the holdouts.
We're having very good discussions with all of them. We want to make sure we incorporate their views, and we're comfortable where we are in this process. This is about having discussions and making sure we get something to the president to sign.
He was a guest on CBS TV's Face the Nation. The Senate might vote right after Thanksgiving on this.